Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 15 of It's No Secret Podcast Live. We are your hosts, Bianca Rose, Teresa, and Charis. Say hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hola, everybody. ¿Cómo estás?
Estoy cansado, right?
Cansada.
Cansada.
Yes.
I don't like Spanish. That male, female, and y tú eres usted.
El, ella, la.
It's too complicated.
She's shaking her head.
Do y'all speak Spanish?
I do, fluently. Spanish was actually my first language.
Really?
Yes. In our house, we did not speak English.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I only look like I can.
So does Shari, actually.
Apparently, everyone asks.
Everybody does ask. Shout out to everybody who's already watching us in our lives, either on Instagram, YouTube Live, or Facebook. Thank you guys for already joining us. We already got people in the chat showing love. Jada Contessa's making fun of our Spanish. Oh, man.
Yeah.
So it is another episode of It's No Secret. And as you guys know, for every episode, we always start with our highs and lows. So Bianca, you get to go first with your low today.
Okay. My low happened today. I tried to leave work early, try to reward myself with a good day and be like, it's time to let go. Let's go home for the day. Let's beat the rain. I did not beat the rain. I spent about 2 hours in traffic because all the small roads and access ramps were all flooded. So it took me about 2 hours to get home.
Jeez.
And I left early. So had I left on time, I probably would not have made it here. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's scary. Yeah. Milo was actually similar to Bianca's because we do live in the same city. But I was going to say, Milo is that like the weather was actually starting to get nicer. And then today, all of a sudden, it just started storming, like thunderstorm, lightning, all of the above. It also took me about an hour and a half to get home.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So.
And how long does it typically take you to get home?
If there's no traffic, it takes me like 22 minutes, 25 minutes.
Yeah, same.
If there's no traffic. Yeah. Shari, you're low. Oh, shit. Jada Contessa said she just got home, too.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I would have had to live stream from the highway.
Hey, guys, that's your phone. Shari, what was your low for the week?
I honestly can say I haven't had one.
Well, that's good.
I'm here for it.
That's good.
I really haven't. Minus the fact that, like, I've promised myself I would go to bed early this week, and I haven't made it there quite yet. But, no, nothing really bad. It
could be a lot worse.
It could be. It could be.
That's good.
Is it, like, you not, like, your body not wanting to go to sleep, or it's just, like, your routine is keeping you up late?
No, just the combination of both. Maybe like I'm like, oh, let me try to, you know, get some stuff done, or I'm just up and my brain is just running and I can't quite go to sleep. So yeah, but it, I mean, I've still been going to bed at a decent time, just not like, oh, I'm going to bed at 7:30 and then I go to bed at 9.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I've been popping some melatonin the last couple of days and my dreams have been out of this world.
Are they, like,
but they're working, so.
Oh, nice. Well, good. As long as you're getting some sleep. I just passed the fuck out. But yeah. Let's pass out. All right. Moving on from the lows, let's start with our highs. Bianca, what was your high for the week?
My high is that I believe I found an apartment to move to.
Yeah.
So moving day is going to come pretty fast.
We're going to do a behind the scenes moving.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be there to be the crew, though. I don't want to help move.
Well, I just want to supervise, too. So who's going to be the one moving?
I'll be the camera crew, you know, and you're going to be the talent. So you know.
That's how I get tricked into manual labor. I'm the star of the show.
You're the talent. You can't do the labor. You know, you're just kind of supervising. Oh, that's awesome, though. Congrats. That's exciting.
Mm-hmm. That'll be a whole different thing, new entering a new era, basically.
Yeah. Is this the first time that you're living by yourself?
By myself? No, I lived by myself one other time.
Okay.
For 1 year. And nice. Then I wanted to go home to my sisters. I got homesick and it was just, yeah. That was like 5 years ago, midlife, quarter life crisis. I was about 25. Yeah.
That's why she wanted to go home. No, just kidding. I'm like, I always tell people, you got to live by yourself at least once, some point in your life.
Yeah. I guess now I'm have to be a big girl and move out on my own.
I think you're going to enjoy it.
Definitely.
I hope so. I mean, yeah, it'll be good. It'll be fun. I'm excited.
It's a little weird at first, you know, but man, it's nice.
I hope my dog likes it. I'm not going to lie. Oh, I like searched for apartments and houses and all these things for like maybe 2 months, maybe. And once I set my mind to something, I'm very impatient. So I have to keep doing it. And so I think like I just like crashed into like just place hunting in general. So finally, like, okay, let's, I think I found the one. So
yeah, that's good. Jaded Countess is also cheering you on over there in the chat. Okay.
What about you, T? What's your high for the week?
My high is that I made a very impulsive purchase this weekend and got a new car.
A brand new car?
No, it's not a brand new car. It's a brand new car to me.
It's new to you?
Yeah, to me. It's a used car, but yeah, it's a new car. So that was mine. We'll talk about some impulse buying in a second, though.
Yeah, I was like, that's a pretty big impulse. That's not like saying I want stuffed crust on this pizza instead. That's like right. A whole ass big purchase.
It's a whole ass car note.
That's yeah. Not fucking. Let's get an appetizer. That's like no. Let's
go yeah. All in.
Let's go all in. Yeah.
Go all in. Go all in. Oh, look, Michelle is saying in our Instagram, that first night when you can walk around naked is great. Glass of wine in hand.
I will be doing that. I will Amen. Be doing that.
Amen. Those were the days.
Over with.
Yeah, I know, right? Shari, what was your high?
My high this week, I'm already going to count it for tomorrow, actually. It's my Friday and we get off early. So.
Oh, nice.
I do love that.
Lucky.
Yes. So I'm super excited about that. I'm looking forward to it. If this week continues to go anything like it's been going, then it should all be great.
Nice. And correction, Jade Countess's yay was for not having a low.
Oh. Yeah, that wasn't for me. That was for you, Shari.
It's not for Bianca. Take that back, Bianca.
She corrected that real quick.
Okay for her.
She said snatch. That is that yaying for you.
Don't be yaying her for me. Yeah. Well, today we are going to take a little break from our card game that we were playing with all our questions that we're not really strangers. We may come back to that at a later time. But today we wanted to talk about money. Okay. Money. Sorry, I had to finish it. We're going to talk about money, all things money, finances, things of that nature. So money is the topic of the show. If anyone watching likes to chime in to our conversations, please do so. If you guys have questions you guys want to ask us, we are clearly open books on a regular basis. So don't hesitate to ask. But I wanted to actually start us off with a couple little facts that I found thanks to my personal assistant, ChatGPT, who helped me find some interesting facts just about like finances for average families in general in the US. So first one, and I want to know like how you ladies feel about some of these facts as we go along with it. Okay. So the first one that came up was that the median household income in the US is around $75,000 a year. I read that and I said, where?
Where?
Is that a combined income?
It's a household income. Yeah. The median household income.
I come from a broken home.
It's true. Yeah. But I was like, where? What? Okay. So for reference, I came from California.
Okay.
I lived in San Francisco. And I now live in San Antonio, Texas, which is a big difference already, but still another major city. Go ahead, Char. What were you going to say?
But they're just saying that that's the median income.
Mm-hmm. Per year.
Mm-hmm. Not saying people survive off of that.
Okay. Touche. That's good. Because honestly, that's not what I was thinking. So I'm glad.
Yeah. That's just what people, that's just what you're bringing in on an average. Mm.
Yes. Mm.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Snatch that correction back.
Snatch that right back. God, no. I'm glad you pointed that out because it's not how I was thinking in my head.
So, yeah, that's just what people are bringing in. That's the average income for a household in the U.S. So you have some people who make that. You have those that make well over that. And then you have those that make well under that. So,
yes, it does average out.
Can someone do the math real quick? If you're a single person who makes $75,000 a year, what is that per hour for people who can't do math?
You have to divide it by
70,
80.
Five is somewhere probably roughly about 30
divided by 2,080.
I would say like
31 somewhere.
Yeah. Gross, babe. We're playing with the apartment hunting, house hunting. They want the gross. What's the
yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have a problem with that net and that gross thing, by the way.
Definitely.
I think we all do.
Speaking of the net and gross, today is National Spinach Day. And every time I cook spinach, that's how I feel about my net and my gross. When you put it in the pot, it's like hella spinach. And then once it cooks down, it's like nothing.
I was like, where is she going with this?
I could dump the whole tub. Like, I always buy the tub of spinach, the container, the little plastic one, and I dump it in a pot. And by the time I'm done, I'm like, who am I feeding with this spinach? Because I could eat all this by myself. But in a container, it don't look that way.
No, that is your gross and your net.
Yes, that is your every time.
What you think you're getting, what you actually get.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Every time I think about my gross and my net, I think about cooking spinach. And today just happens to be National Spinach Day. So there you have it.
Ironic, I think not.
Oh, Michelle did the math for us. She said it's $36.06.
She did. Thank you, Michelle. I knew she would. So out of that income, so that's the median income in the U.S., right? Women, for every dollar that a man earns, we earn about 82 cents.
Sounds about right.
Now, of course, that gap will vary depending on the different types of careers and the industry, you know, things like that. But on average, a woman earns 82 cents for every man's dollar. How do you guys feel about that?
Bullshit.
Can I say something that I actually learned? Yes. When someone says that fact that women make 80 cents on the dollar, basically, it's not a literal term. It's not saying, hey, for my spouse, my husband, he makes, you know, $2 an hour. I make, you know, a dollar, whatever, right? That's not what they mean. What they're referencing is in that working lifespan that women will take more time off due to maternity, sick, childcare, any of those types of personal reasons, more so than a man would, that a man would not lose out on their full potential earnings, basically. So let's make that correction, because I just learned that like very recently, to where I'm like, it's not a literal sense that women make less than men on the dollar. It is over that working lifespan that women just so happen to lose more time to make that potential earning.
I'm actually really glad you said that, because women are more likely to work part-time than men are, because oftentimes because of caregiving. And in my ChatGPT conversations, about 42% of mothers are the ones taking time off of work to care for their children, which impacts their lifetime earnings.
And again, I'm going to say my same sentence. Bullshit.
It's bullshit.
It's bullshit. Because why should women have to be the ones that do that?
Yeah.
They don't have to. It's just that traditional mindset that we're still fighting.
I'm not going to lie to you, because my husband, he is involved in all things that is our daughter, okay? All things. But even him, like, he took her to the doctor recently, and I was feeling guilt for not being there the entire time. So it's like, it's just programmed into our minds to be that way. Yeah.
And can we say, like, not all companies offer, like, maternity or paternity leave? Paternity leave is such a new concept, but maternity leave is not offered by a lot of companies. I know our, you know, current company is not or does not offer that. So you have to literally, like, build up that bank to take leave to spend time with your kid. One of our persons who worked in the building had to go on maternity leave after having the baby, but she was such a new employee. She didn't have much of a big PTO bank account, basically. So she had to come back a lot sooner than what she would have, I would assume, wanted.
Did she not qualify for FMLA?
You have to still work there a certain amount of time to qualify for FMLA.
You have to work for a year, I believe, before you qualify for FMLA. But my question is it your job or is it the state?
Job. Because there are some companies and there are some other companies that offer the maternity leave. But the way that ours is set up is
that we work for the healthcare system.
And you're working for – that was my next – I'm just asking. But okay. All right.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just got put in the bathroom. I can't just ask for a big a big request like maternity leave.
Yeah.
I think that should have been top priority. I'm just saying. That, how do you work for a healthcare industry and yet they don't provide that?
Now, my thing, because I'm thinking like a million thoughts and questions all at once, that when I said maternity and paternity leave, since we're talking about finances, maternity and paternity guarantees your job, right? Like you can leave.
Not necessarily.
Is that the case? Like how does that work? Clearly, I'm not.
Depends on the state. Like there's certain states, that you can't be let go while you're like, you can't be laid off, things like that while you're
on. But do you still get paid while on maternity leave or is that by company?
So yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Normally your company provide like the beginning part. Cause normally, so your first 6 weeks typically is like out of your state disability.
Mm-hmm.
So it's through your company that you pay into a pot. And then the following 6 to 12 weeks, which is FMLA in certain states, is also job protection. So the FMLA gives you job protection that they can't fire you whether you are getting paid or not getting paid when you're working. Because I think the first 6 weeks of FMLA, you get paid. And then the additional 6 weeks, you don't get paid, but your job is protected, essentially, if that makes sense. And yeah, that's typically how it works in most situations. But there are some, which I've learned in California, like there are some, I don't know if it's just jobs or however it works, but certain places have extended time that you get to take off. And then like, it also depends on how you give birth, whether it's vaginal or whether it's C-section, because C-section, you get an additional 2 weeks, you get 8 weeks versus the 6, because they say that the healing process is longer.
Well, it takes 6 weeks to fully recover and then have some extra time on top of that. Yeah.
Oh,
in a C-section.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we had...
You're not getting paid at 100%.
Oh. Yeah.
So, some places, it depends on the job. So, if you're getting that disability, essentially.
Well, I think disability is 60%.
60, and then some places do... And then a portion of it can be like 80%, depending on the state or whatever. Oh, yeah.
That's too complex. I'm just not going to get pregnant.
Yeah. Problem solved.
Problem solved. I'm just providing solutions.
Don't. No, seriously. Don't do it. Love you, kids. Don't do it. But speaking of childcare and children and all this stuff, childcare is what I was going to go into. Childcare costs can be very significant on people's impact and finances because you are averaging $11,000 to $15,000 a year per child just for childcare.
That pisses me off. As someone who doesn't have a kid, that pisses me off. Per
month, you said how much?
It's 11 to 15,000. So, like, if you're on the lower end of payments for childcare, it'd be around
$1,000 a month.
Yeah, if you're on the higher end, it's about $15,000.
What date did GPT pull that from? Because that's low considering what the prices are right now.
Well,
honestly,
let's see. let me bust out my calculator. Michelle said she asked her husband, Angel. I'm going to need you to calculate something for us.
Yeah, I had a friend who said that he was paying about $1,500 for a child. Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm saying. I'm like,
yeah. So the high end of that was $1,250 a month. Yeah, that's low.
That's low. So I'm like $1,500 right now. You're running for childcare. And yeah. So
no, that was low.
And the fact that childcare runs like a school, so it's not weekend care, it's not evening care, it's not holiday care. So it's like, what am I paying y'all for? Like, okay.
It's for working hours.
Like a second rent, basically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if they're closed, you need to take time off so you can watch your damn.
Exactly. It's costing you money. Don't have kids, guys.
And then they get into school and you're like, yay, no daycare. But now I got to pick them up at 2, 3. How the fuck am I supposed to do that?
Yeah.
Like, it's the education system and childcare. I mean, childcare, they're there later, obviously, because you're paying. But like, education system, kids in school are not made for
working
families.
No.
Not at all.
Mm-mm. No. Nope, nope.
Because, like, realistically, like, you got to drop your kid off. You got to be at work by 8. Your kid can't be at school until 8 in some situations. Like, mm-hmm. How do you work?
Yeah.
Then on top of the daycare that you're paying for or school, because some people do pay for their children to go to school even. Yeah. Now you got to pay for morning care and aftercare because you're still at work.
Mm-hmm.
It's a scam.
It's a scam.
It's a scam.
Don't fall into the trap, guys.
Fucking scam.
So moving off the children for a while, let's give them a little break. Housing is obviously usually the largest expense. They're saying that on average, okay, this is average, it's consuming about 30 to 35% of your income. But then I rebuttal and say, where?
The 30%, I believe, is what you're supposed to spend.
Yeah, that's how we recommend it.
That is the ideal.
That's the ideal rule, but mm-hmm. where?
Because they say that all the time. You need to make at least, you know, 3 times the rent each month.
Guys, y'all just triggered me on that.
No,
no.
It's bullshit.
Because I was looking for, again, I've been in search for an apartment, and apartments, a one bedroom, is averaging $1,200, $1,200 to $1,400. And I'm like, well, shit, how much does a rental house cost? Well, it's about $1,600 to $1,800. Okay, well, shit, how much does it cost for a mortgage? Because at this point, I'm choosing, and this is where I was kind of like going back and forth and learning about all this stuff that I don't have, all the money that I don't have, and all the things that I do need, is that what is it? They want the apartments want 3 times the rent. Okay. Mm-hmm. The rental homes want 3 to 4 times the rent plus a certain credit score. So you need to be like 620, 650. Don't even get me started on credit scores. And so with one of the rental homes, I was like, I think they wanted like 630 as a credit score. And I'm like, oh, I'm not quite there. Mm-hmm. How can I bypass that? They're like, oh, well, you could just get a cosigner. I said, okay, cool. They said the cosigner needs to make 5 times the rent. I'm like,
that's rent prices here. Shari, you want to speak on what rent looks like in California for you, my friend?
Yes. Would you guys like to know? Okay, well, let me tell you.
Please share.
So, let's just start. 2 bed, 2 bath, roughly, is going to run you anywhere from $2,300 to $2,500.
House or apartment?
Apartment.
Okay. I just wanted to make that clear.
Apartment. 2 bed, 2 bath, 23 to 25.
You're talking, you're going to a real nice neighborhood. You're getting closer to 3,000
and up.
Yeah.
So, house, if you're just looking in the market, because I'm always looking, to rent a home, 3 to 4 bedroom, you're looking anywhere from like 35 to 4,500.
Or higher. Oh my God.
Depending on where you live.
Welcome to California. But they did pass the law that I believe that here they can't ask for 3 times anymore. I think they can only ask for 2.5 or something. It's something they changed it. So they did change that. But yet and still, let's just run it back to the first thing that you gave us. If the medium is 75 and we're talking 30% of your income, what are we talking about per year that you're giving? And let's divide that by 12 and see what your monthly should be.
What could you actually afford with that 30% recommendation, and what with the reality of what, you know, the standards are now for it?
And again, I'm speaking just from the area that I live in, right? We can talk about the area we're from, which is San Francisco.
Yes.
You're looking at a studio in San Francisco for about $3,000.
Yep.
A studio, no bedroom.
Easily.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, to Data Countess's comment right there, who just proved her point.
Yep.
Yeah. 700 square feet, one bedroom. Mm-hmm.
3,000.
I live on the outskirts. I live in the suburbs, tucked off somewhere. So it gets a little cheaper, but it's actually gone up a lot out here too since I moved out here. We can just talk about the inflation over the last few years.
So according to my calculations,
if you make
$75,000 a year and you're allocating 30% to housing, you would be paying $1,875 a month for housing. If you are making $75,000. This is what they're essentially.
If you're making that much.
That should be your budget, essentially.
Right. Where?
Yeah.
Where are you living? You can't even rent rooms for that much.
Nope.
Anymore.
You really can't.
Like, it's gotten a lot harder to get housing, whether it be apartments, rental homes, or buying a home. Like, you just can't afford those basic things anymore.
And I said, it's so sad for people. Like, when you want to rent a home, it's like you're better off buying a home with all the qualifications that they want you to have. It's like, why am I paying your mortgage? I might as well pay my own. Because
I will be honest with you, though, sometimes I listen to horror stories that my homeowner friends share, where they're like, my AC went out. We live in Texas, okay? You can't, no, you need to get your AC fixed.
I get that.
Right now.
But then you also move into a house where they expect all that, and then you get a slumlord who doesn't want to fix it anyway.
Then
you're up Schitt's Creek. So I would rather just have to deal with my own stresses and, figure it out, because.
So real quick, Michelle, first of all, Tanisha 415 was like, California rent is ridiculous. Yes, it is.
It is.
And then Michelle is talking about plus utilities, plus groceries, plus random expenses that pop out of nowhere. So moving to groceries, okay? Nope. The average grocery bill, again, this is U.S., okay? The average grocery bill for a family of four is $1,000 to $1,500 a month, depending on location and your diet.
Sounds about right.
That's what you're spending a month. So that's what you're spending a month, right? For a family of four. That means you have two kids.
Three.
Oh, well, right. If you're a single parent, three, right? So factor in childcare for these said children, okay? Mm-hmm. Like.
That's $3,000 alone in childcare and groceries. I ain't even went to work. Where am I getting this money from?
Right.
Yeah. No, it's a shit. Life and money is a straight shitstorm.
Well, they also stated that about 60% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck right now. That's more than half the country, man. Mm-hmm.
Because that damn gross pay and that net pay do not match. And that net pay is that rude awakening where Highlight Jada Countessa, it's rice and beans and ramen and wishes.
Or like air cake.
Yeah, and good maruchan soup, please. Mm. I'm just kidding. Throw a little tapatio sauce in there.
I'm like, it's more like air cake and wind pies. You forget the rice and beans. You can't even afford that.
Jada Contessa said attacked when I was talking about the AC. Yeah, I was talking about you. those are the horror stories that I hear, though. And I'm like, oh, you got to cough up a couple thou. Damn. But, like, speaking of, like, ACs going out, what do you guys think is the ideal emergency fund? Like, how much do you guys think should be saved?
Ideally, I think it should be whatever it should be, like a month of your, at minimum.
Of your expenses.
A month of your expenses.
Bianca, what do you think? Look at her face.
I don't have one, so I'm listening.
Amen.
With intent.
Yes. So, according to my personal,
I can't afford to start an emergency saving. I'm living paycheck to paycheck.
Yes. 60% of America can't fucking do an emergency fund. Okay. So the recommended emergency fund in the US is 3 to 6 months worth of expenses. Mm-hmm. But a majority of families currently in the US have less than $1,000 in savings for emergencies.
Be honest, do y'all have an emergency savings?
Not right now. Not right now, okay. Baby.
I feel so much better.
Nope. Yep.
And see, at least all you got to worry about is yourself.
For real.
People with kids, that's a whole nother struggle. Mm. See, the stresses that come with parenting.
Mm-hmm. All I'm learning is that kids are expensive and can't even afford me. So.
Okay, so the next fact I came across was about debt. Okay. The average household has about $6,000 in just credit card debt. Just credit card. She's laughing already. And over $58,000 in total non-mortgage debt. So that also includes like car loans,
student loans,
any of that.
Which I think also false. That has to be a lot higher.
I agree. I think that is massively higher now. Especially after COVID. All of those
categories.
I'm like, especially after COVID, because so many people lost their jobs during COVID and then got into debt to try to just
live
stay afloat.
Yeah.
I was one of them.
Borrowing from Paul to pay Peter.
Yep. Yep. Oh, and then earlier, you know how I was talking about my impulse buy? So the average car payment in the U.S. right now is approximately $730 a month for a brand new car.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying the average for a used car is approximately $530 a month.
That doesn't make no sense.
So again, you have childcare, you have groceries. Now you got a car note. You got rent.
Don't forget rent. Yeah, I was like, don't forget
rent. And don't forget that AC is going out.
Well, that's if you have a mortgage. I'm just kidding. And how many kids do you have?
And you're making 75? That ain't working. Nowhere.
You're making an average of 75?
Nowhere.
This budget is not budgeting.
It's not.
The math is not mathing.
Math is not mathing at all.
Mm-mm. So needless to say, everyone should pack up and leave America.
So women, they're saying, are more likely to have credit card debt, but women tend to have a lower overall debt level compared to a man. So more in credit cards than men, but overall tend to have less debt than men.
Interesting.
And they said that on average, women typically spend more money on healthcare, averaging approximately $15,000 more over their lifespan than men do. So women basically go to the doctor more. Either that or we have more issues.
No, I would say
we have to give birth.
We give birth, and that's a $30,000 gig every time you pop one out. Yeah. So yeah, you're spending more if you're having children. Mm-hmm. That's an easy spin.
And it's a lot more than $15,000 more.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, no, that's what I said. It's about, yeah, it's mm-hmm. about a good $30,000 to give birth to a child.
To a healthy child.
That part. So I push a child out of my body and y'all gonna charge me? I think you need to give me $30,000 for this job.
We're in the wrong country. That's why.
Because that gig, yeah, no.
Mm-mm. We're in the wrong country. Go to Canada. They pay for it.
But you know, what is it in Turkey? They do like a full workup. I'm talking like blood, dental, like echo. They do like all this stuff. And at the end, the total is about like $300 to $400.
In Canada, healthcare is free.
Don't let that fool you, because I've heard like, okay, the universal health, whatever, like it's free healthcare basically. But from a friend of mine who lives in the UK, he's like, that's great. The healthcare is free, but it takes a long time to get it.
Like, in Canada?
No, in the UK.
Oh, okay.
So like his aunt was diagnosed with cancer. Healthcare is free, but it took her months and months to get those appointments. Kind of like the VA, basically.
Because everyone's trying to get, yeah. Because if it's free, more people are going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, it kind of has its like highs and lows. I try to be aware of that because free healthcare does sound really nice, especially for some of those hypochondriacs who like to go and get their mind settled. Michelle, I'm talking to you. It might come at a good, good help, but for those who need, when it's time to need actual care, it could have its faults of that, those long wait times. But again, we see that here with the VA. So,
yeah. Jada Contessa had a few comments too. Yeah, like considering that it takes more visits to get properly diagnosed too, and specialty care can definitely take longer wait for sure. Yep. With that said, women do tend to live about 5 years longer than men. But you know what that means? That we need more retirement savings. Because we tend to live longer.
It means we work longer too. Because we're trying to pay, we're trying to catch up on the money that we lost out on.
Oh, jeez. So
what does it all mean, Basil?
So speaking of retirement, let's lay out some facts about retirement to see how far behind we are to retirement. Okay, ladies, let's break each other's hearts right now. All right. So it says about 50% of Americans have some kind of retirement savings, but many are very far behind the recommended targets. Okay. So we're going to talk about some of these targets. So financial experts suggest that you should save at least 15% of your income for your retirement. So on top of all the expenses that we just mentioned.
30% for rent or mortgage.
15% for retirement.
You're supposed to save 10% for entertainment.
Seems like 20% for childcare if you need it.
Childcare is damn near another 30%.
15, 65.
Yeah. The math is not mathing. Yeah, you can like, use as many fingers as you want.
I got my
fingers
up and everything. I'm ready to count.
Yep. So financial experts suggest 15% of your income should go towards your retirement, because the common rule of thumb is that you need 25 times your annual expenses to retire comfortably. So take what you make in a year times 25, and that's what they're saying that you should have for retirement in order to quote unquote retire comfortably.
Let me tell you something. I did my little calculations on our Works Retirement Hub, and it's like, oh, if you put aside 3% of your paycheck, you can retire at 79. I was like, I'll die. I'd rather just die. Thank you. I'm not going to live to see it.
Yeah.
That's insane. How much of my check do you need from me? How much do you want? Well, that's assuming that you're going to live to see retirement age.
Well, and not only that, you're also putting money aside, like if you have a 401k and things of that nature, like this money's already getting pulled from your paycheck, but you're also telling me I need to save an additional 15%.
An additional on top of that? Scam.
And they're
trying to live in the present, trying to live in the moment, and I can't even afford that. I can't afford the future. I can't afford the present. I'm still paying on the past. That's the credit card debt.
Exactly. <Right. laughs> Credit card debt that women crank up, right? The average 401k balance for people in their 40s is about $100,000 only. So if you're thinking about retiring in 20 years, but you have to have 25 times your income, you got a long way to go. So yes, your 401k won't cut it.
And it's how much percent of your income? 25?
15. 25 times your income, 15% of what you're making.
Assuming that you're making a livable wage.
Correct.
Because what you're living off of now, again, inflation, mm-hmm. what's it going to be in those 20 years might be worse. And all this you still can't afford later on. Like, mm-hmm. this is getting too hard.
I know. And for us women, on average, apparently, we retire with 30 to 40% less savings than men do, despite the fact that we live longer. This show's depressing.
I was going to say, this is a low for the week. God damn. Y'all messed up my week.
Y'all get to share this rude awakening because, like, I've been, like, having so much anxiety with looking for houses and apartments again because I was going back and forth. To our viewers, I actually requested this topic because I mm-hmm. felt so much anxiety trying to find apartments and seeing the cost of how everything is and what the expectation of what I'm supposed to be making. I'm like, I don't have a family, but I am only a single income person, so the requirements that, you know, two people, currently I live with roommates. Like, mm-hmm. that is what we can afford together. Could I afford this on my own? No. But the expectations are the same of a single person as they would be with a shared expense someone else. So I've had mm-hmm. that rude awakening of what is a better situation for me, whether it be the apartment, the rental home, or buying a home. Mm-hmm. And I hear the story about the AC and I'm like, I don't want to buy a home just yet then. That was, I'll wait on that one. But right. also, the requirements of getting an apartment and getting a rental house, like just making 3 to 5 times the rent. And that's the gross pay. Again, circling it back, that's your gross. That's not net. I don't understand why they take into consideration the gross when I'm not living off of that money. I'm living off of my net.
Yep.
Like, take away all the deductibles, my FSA, my 401k, my insurances, all those things. My net pay is what I have to live off of. Consider that. And maybe lower your
expectations. Realistically, if they consider that, no one would be able to rent.
Then that's the reality that they need to have. Like, no one can afford it. That's the whole point. We cannot afford the places that we want to live at the prices that they're, you know, giving us.
Yeah.
This is bullshit.
I'm
tired of this, Grandpa.
So, you know, if you were trying to ease your anxiety, no, ma'am.
No, but there is strength in numbers and comfort in, you know, knowing that it is a struggle, not just within
struggle.
Our podcast, but within, you know, across the country.
Yeah.
From Texas to California, back to New York. It's a struggle.
The struggle is real.
It's all in the USA.
We're just going to call this episode The Struggle is Real.
Yeah. There you go. Real quick, I have to read Blenderina Cut's comment. She said, this is some bullshit.
And I'm going to say it like that too. Bullshit. This is some bullshit.
Hey, Unk. Sorry, Unk just joined us.
Unk is in the chat. Hey. We're talking about money.
Jada Capitosa.
The lack thereof.
The lack thereof, exactly. She said, I'm not living 25 years after retirement age.
What is the retirement age now? Because it used to be 60. Then it went
65.
Up.
65. I think it's 65.
68. 67 in some
places.
See, the numbers just keep going up, and I don't plan on living that long.
I'm gonna be with these averages and recommendations, I'm gonna be working till I die.
And I don't want to.
Their retirement age goes up because life expectancy has went up.
Monk just said, I don't have that. When you're saying we're talking about money.
Lack of.
Me neither.
Yeah, but the retirement age goes up because life expectancy has gone up.
Yeah.
I don't see how. Who wants to live longer in this economy?
Yeah. And it's people just getting worse with y'all's predators.
Which doesn't make any sense to me, though, either. You're going to tell me that the life expectancy has changed and it's gone up and people are living longer, yet everything we do, eat, breathe,
is killing us? Yeah.
Make it make sense.
They love to contradict themselves.
Yeah, the math is not mathing.
That's what this episode should be called.
The math ain't mathing.
The math ain't mathing across the board.
Yes. It's just, yeah. Yeah, the math is definitely not mathing, for sure. Mm-mm. For sure.
This has been a struggle for me. I'm really glad that I can share this because misery does love company.
Love company. You are not alone, Bianca. Am I not living right?
Because why can't I afford these things? Like my stepdad is like, if you wanted to, you can buy a house. And I'm like, I mean, I want to, but I can't.
Yeah.
It's just not the smart financial thing to do.
But realistically, you can.
You can.
And honestly, it's probably the smarter thing to do.
Well, it's one of the best investments you can make in your life.
Right.
It is. But what I learned recently, it's like I'm sure anybody can buy a house right now. Like, you know, they'll accept. There's so many grants and programs, first home buyers. Like, there's so many programs that can help you buy a home. But I just don't want to be locked into a deal where it's like, I'll give you this first time home loan or whatever at like a 40% interest rate. And this is not like I get completely scammed into paying it or having to pay it well past death, basically. So it's like,
yeah, but a lot of you just got to find the right one. I mean, cause honestly you get scammed into paying someone else's shit like that. They're stuck in those contracts and you're paying it.
Yeah. But then the things that I can't afford are not in a nice or safe neighborhood or home that is not, I don't want to say brand new because even those have their own like problems, but I don't know. I'm scared into buying a home. I'm giving myself a year so that way I can save up my like whatever money I have. I'm never going to have a emergency fund. That's just the truth, but I do want to put stuff aside to buy
I think you can have an emergency fund. I'm going to speak it into the universe for you, Bianca. She said, I don't want an emergency fund.
You know what? I don't think that I spend my money smart regardless. So I feel like that's a whole different conversation to have too. Spending money, like we're talking about making money. Right. I think we need a whole episode on spending money because that's a big thing that I don't know how to control.
Well, impulse ways. Yeah. Like I'm over here telling you that was my high. When really, after all this shit, I'm like, ooh, maybe I shouldn't have done that.
But after you bought it, what did you tell us at work?
Immediately after I finished the purchase, I felt guilt. But not like, because I bought a car, right? No, the guilt came from, mind you, I got a great deal, like great deal, great low monthly payment, right? But I'm like, that could be money that I could be putting into something else or using it to buy something for my kids or for my husband or for the house or, you know what I mean? Like immediately it just, I started to spiral into this guilt. I mean, my husband thankfully was like, no, like, you know what? I get it. Yes. We can be stressed out sometimes over finances, but you never do anything for yourself. So you deserve this. If you want to do this and it makes you feel happy, then just go do it. And like, that's the thing that we have to remember, because money doesn't always equate to happiness, right? But at the same time, after being broke for so long, I'm like, you know, I'm starting to believe that money could buy a little bit of happiness.
It could buy a little bit of it.
It
could help.
It might not buy my happiness, quote unquote, right? But it would definitely relieve a whole lot of stress, which would therefore make me happy.
Facts.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, so Jada Contessa's comment there, it says, in our generation, the price of necessities have gone up while the price of luxuries have gone down. Because a new TV is an easy splurge, but rent is high.
Mm-hmm. But that's how they get you, right? That's how they get you. It's those easy splurges. They're like, oh, this ain't that much. Let me get five of them. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah,
fast food and
well, they're not doing that with eggs.
No. You know, let's factor that into our equation we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, because 60 count of eggs in California is running you about $40.
Are you fucking kidding me?
$40?
It's like
$33.
$40. No.
You might as well add that up.
That's what, five dozen, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. My mom has chickens. I get my eggs from them.
I mean, I get my eggs from Costco, but here in Texas, it's like 20-something.
And I heard it was probably about 22,
which is still high,
which is ridiculous, because the reason they claim egg prices went up was because there was something wrong and Costco's was the one that started this shit, and then their eggs stayed the same and everybody else's eggs fucking sky high. But you know, I just said fuck eggs, we ain't eating them.
They started a rumor so that everyone would raise their prices so that we would all go to Costco and get our eggs.
He's like, they're like, that's how you do the market.
And then you have to buy a membership. It's all bullshit.
Yeah.
Now you want me to spend an additional $60 on a membership.
Right.
To buy your eggs at a cheaper cost.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
I don't want to have a Costco membership. I have friends with Costco memberships.
I am one of those friends.
Shout out to those friends. And shout out to the people who share Netflix and Hulu accounts, because those prices are also going up.
Yes. Everything is going up. Michelle is over here. Who even likes eggs anymore? Anyway, I do. I love me some eggs.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole establishment called Chick-fil-A.
Oh, she said Angel is commenting, not her. Yeah,
Angel, you need to get your own account so that you can start commenting with us, because we need a male perspective, just not with those eggs, not with that attitude.
Oh, and don't forget to subscribe on your YouTube page. <I'm just kidding. laughs> Oh man! With that said, we are at the top of the hour, though.
That's actually a really good segue.
Yeah, that's a great segue. Thanks, Angel. Thanks, Bianca.
Y'all really gave my low for the week. That's fucked up.
We had to have a real conversation. Just so Bianca could feel better about her life.
If Shari's internet goes out one more time, coincidentally, while we're trying to get to know each other, we're going to have a problem.
And that bill is high as fuck. So, you know, I'm just saying. The struggle is real.
Yes, it is. The struggle is real. Real quick, Jada Contessa. She said, I sense a new subscriber, Angel. Yes, me too. Woohoo.
Calling him out on it.
All right. We promise the next episode will be a little more lighthearted, but we needed to get real. We needed to talk about shit like this, not just for Bianca's sake, but just to be honest with people, to put a little bit of perspective, and if anything, to light a fucking fire under our asses, because, you know, I do want to retire someday. I know I've said that I'm probably going to have to work until the day I die, but I don't mean that. I'm going to knock on wood. I don't mean that. I don't want to. I want to do what Shari said last week and go like live my life somewhere and just live life.
I heard Thailand's amazing. I might be on my way.
It's on my bucket list.
Yeah, I heard it's very cheap.
I heard it's very cheap and it's a beautiful place to be, and I'm telling you.
So maybe we just need to take our retirement money and retire there.
But that's what a lot of people make us do.
You know, go a little bit longer way.
We can all find remote jobs. Do them from Thailand,
mm-hmm.
get American money while we're living in Thailand, and then we can actually save 15% and all this.
That's illegal, and we don't condone
that. That's what a lot of people do.
Shh.
That is very illegal, and I would not condone that. I also will not stop that. So,
what? Working and getting money from here?
If people do it all the time.
Like,
no, if, but there's certain companies that want you to do that. Mm-hmm. They offer that.
Okay, well, don't be afraid. Drop the links, and I'll do a little double income.
A little double dipping up in there. All right. Well, like I said, we are at the top of the hour. We may have to bring this money topic back, but next time we'll be a little lighthearted. Like, she's like, no, don't fuck up my vibe.
Yeah, because we need to talk about, again, making money, spending money, saving money. We need to have these talks because
you can't do that.
Advice, lessons learned.
The money is not there because the math is not mathing. And fuck all this money shit. Bye.
But Bianca,
we gonna die anyway. You can't take it with you.
You can't fuck take it with you, but you can leave your kids fucked up though. So just don't do that.
I've already decided I'm not doing life insurance. Life insurance is for people that come after me. I'm putting money aside for other people. No, give me my money now. J.D. Wentworth.
Sorry. Bianca, if people aren't following us on all our platforms, how can they find us?
If you are not already, or if you have friends or coworkers that are not already, then you can follow us, like us, and subscribe to us on our social media account. That's YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook at It's No Secret Podcast. We do have a TikTok at It's No Secret Podcast Live. And if you can't join us for our live streaming every Wednesday night, then you can listen to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts every Sunday.
Yes.
I'm getting good at this.
Yeah, you are.
And just like we've learned today, we're all broke. It's no secret. Until next week, you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Fuck, man.